Day 5, Restoration Over Perfection. Devotional. Here's a truth that can transform how you view your relationship struggles. God doesn't discard what drifts, He restores it. When you're feeling disconnected, when unity seems impossible, when you wonder if you've drifted too far apart, remember that restoration is God's specialty. Every relationship will experience seasons of drift. It's not a sign of failure, it's a sign of being human. The question isn't whether you'll face challenges to your unity, but how you'll respond when you do. Will you see drift as evidence that something is fundamentally wrong, or will you see it as an opportunity for restoration? God has always been in the restoration business. He takes what's broken and makes it beautiful. He takes what's scattered and brings it together. He takes what's drifting and guides it back to harbor. This same God who restores nations and hearts is available to restore the unity in your relationship. Restoration requires both people to participate, but it doesn't require perfection. You don't have to have it all figured out before you start moving back toward each other. You just have to be willing to take the next step, to have the next conversation, to make the next choice that moves you toward unity rather than away from it. Today can be the beginning of restoration in your relationship. Bible verse: It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Psalms 133:3. Reflection question: In what ways have you seen God's restoration power at work in other areas of your life, and how can that give you hope for restoration in your relationship? Quote: God doesn't discard what drifts, He restores it. Prayer: Father, thank you that you specialize in restoration. Help me to trust in your ability to restore unity in our relationship and give me the courage to take steps toward restoration today. Amen.